This month is recognized as National Child Abuse Prevention Month. Several programs in our area address the issue, and joining me for a discussion on some of those programs is Erin Stokes with the Center for Children and Families. Erin, glad to see you.
Good to be here.
When we talk about Child Abuse Prevention Month, what is hope for in promoting awareness?
Well, Child Abuse Prevention Month was originally started back in the early 80s. Congress was passing a lot of laws at the time to help prevent child abuse from happening and making stricter enforcements for families that chose to abuse their children. So all of that culminated into a National Child Abuse Prevention Month. So it's really not been that long since we've started the discussion about how to prevent this from happening. We have since then grown into this campaign that even, you know, locally and across the state, we combine, you know, the efforts of the Center for Children and Families, which is who we are, organizations like Prevent Child Abuse Louisiana, Children's Advocacy Centers. They all kind of come together to say, let's get the word out there about what's going on and see how the community can respond to prevent this at a grassroots level.
What have we seen as far as the numbers? Have we seen a decline?
Actually, no. I mean, you would hope that more awareness would help. But actually, we've seen that since the 1980s, I mean, things have gotten worse for families as far as child abuse is concerned, and especially our state. You know, I've spoken before about how Louisiana ranks among the worst states in the nation as far as child abuse. And we can tell just by however much stress is in society is usually indicative of how much child abuse you'll see. So it is unfortunate that although these efforts have been in place since then, like, we've not really seen a decline.
And those efforts and those programs, I know there are several in the area. One that you're involved in, Darkness to Light.
Well, Darkness to Light is one of the educational components of the Center for Children and Families. And we started this program about 3 years ago as we learned that more and more people in the community didn't know about sexual abuse of children and how to prevent that. And there are some really simple ways to prevent sexual abuse from happening. And so we took part in Darkness to Light, which is a national program. And now I actually am the education coordinator for that program. And I travel around to different locations. I also host classes here in the Monroe area and do about a 3-hour training for individuals that want to know more about how to specifically protect either their own children or children that they know. We have teachers or school professionals that want to know how to protect children at their school. So we do that as a service to the community. It's free. It's a free training.
Where does prevention begin? Does it begin through education? Does it begin through someone stepping forward and seeking out help? How does that happen?
That is a really interesting question. I would say only based on my opinion of what I've seen. I've been doing this work about 8 years. I would say education is where it starts. Unfortunately, we just don't have enough information out there for people. This isn't something that's been talked about for a long time. Even if in the 1980s we started the conversation, it's not part of our everyday conversation about how to protect children from abuse. It's uncomfortable. And so the more that we see that we push that issue, that we say it is okay to talk about it, it's okay to warn people, it's okay to notice if people look as if they may be abusing their children, that's okay. And that's what it takes in our community. I think that is where we see the beginning, the education that this is not something we have to deny anymore. We can, as a community, talk about it.
April being National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and Erin Stokes with the Center for Children and Families. Erin, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.